Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
How are you?
Never better. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Glad to hear it.
Nice. All right, good.
We're going to talk about, we got a couple things to talk about before we get to the news. Like yesterday, we discussed, there was someone who called in and texted in and needed some relationship advice. And just before that, we had also played some audio from some woman on TikTok who's a marriage counselor.
Oh, yeah.
And given some, you know, this is the complaint I hear most from women. And between the two of those things, you know, I don't know, there seemed to be a little bit of debate about some of the advice that Lazo gave or just your reaction. I thought it was, you know, if you know Lazo, if you know the show at all, it was exactly what I expected. And I think
people were upset with what I said.
Julia was one of them. I don't know if you remember, but Julia was a little...
angry.
Yeah.
No.
I would say that she... I don't know. Is angry the right word? Or were you more...
I wouldn't call it angry. I would say...
Yeah, I don't know what the word is. Befuddled, yeah, for sure. Surprised, but maybe not that surprised
because she
does know you. Right.
Right.
But also, maybe kind of like I am with the moon landing.
Maybe
is he going to stick with this?
Off-put a little bit,
there
huh?
There you go. Off-put is good. So
because I told the lady not to sulk for 20 years?
Yeah, right, because her husband was sexting someone else. You didn't say 20 years. You said after one day, get over it.
I said get a move on. Let's go.
Yes, you said after a day. And you said,
I'm going to need you to bounce back, all right?
You said, I don't want a month from now to be hearing about something I did a month ago.
Yeah.
Which I totally love, by the way. By the way,
I don't want to hear about that.
I think it should be the rules.
We handled it. You yelled at me. I did something wrong. I deleted the things. We blocked the people I was supposed to block. Can we quit talking about it? What do you want for dinner? Jesus Christ.
Well, now someone sent me this, and I've
my life is already worse because I'm not sexing people I want to.
Right.
Now you're going to be bugging me all the time.
I lost that connection. God damn it.
God.
So someone sent this, and I've seen other people talking about it. Again, it came from TikTok, but someone found an old article from 1945 about how to keep your husband.
Yeah.
And this woman read it. Julie, have you seen this at all? The article?
No.
Okay, so I thought, well, maybe. Let's see if Lazo agrees with some of that advice. But real quick, we were going to talk about this yesterday because we've been on vacation. Yesterday was our first day back, but we just ran out of time or forgot yesterday's snow cone. The Indiana fire hero. I don't know, Lazo, if you've seen the video or read anything about this story, but
amazing.
The original story that I had seen posted a few days ago, it just had a headline on Reddit. You know, it wasn't from a news source. It was just a video someone had posted and had a headline that said, pizza delivery guy rescues family in burning house.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. And that's so, nice. But then you think, okay, well, what's the actual story here? And there, you could tell it was police body cam that you were seeing as this guy was coming out of the house. And I guess at that point, he had already rescued some people. Turns out he is a pizza delivery guy, but it sounds like he was just on his way to the gas station. He wasn't necessarily delivering pizzas.
Okay.
I don't know if he was on the clock or not. But it was after midnight. He's on his way to the gas station, and he sees that there is a house on fire. There's a fire. I think he'd said originally that it was just behind the porch or something. So he's 25 years old. Mm-hmm. He goes running into the house, and he starts saving people. And I mean, he's actually picking people up and carrying them out of the house.
Ooh.
And you can see in some of the video there at the end, I don't know how old
Stay
that girl
gold,
was.
Pony boy.
Right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it says here, this is from the Post. Nick Bostic, 25, entered the house in the early morning hours on July 11th and saved four occupants before going upstairs to grab a six-year-old girl, according to the newspaper down there. The heroic passerby then reportedly jumped out of the second floor window while cradling the child. And you know, trying to escape this fire because he couldn't get back down the stairs. The police body cam video captured the moment a cop took the crying girl from the wheezy man's arms. So that was the six-year-old there. So four people that he goes in and he's getting these people out, and then the six-year-old, he has to go upstairs, grab this girl. This is like something out of a movie. This is like The Outsiders, right?
Right.
I guess Snowcone said that the internet was already saying this. I did not know that they were saying it, but I'm sure it's been said before. But my stance on this, Lazo, is this guy, kind of like we've talked in the past about the American Icon tag or whatever that we give to child celebrities that have been used up and spit out, and you know they need to be taken care of, I think. This guy should get taken care of.
I do think that we should incentivize heroism.
Right.
So, like, if you do that, like, if you save four people from a burning building, and then, you know, then we just give you money.
Right.
Like, it doesn't totally have to be, like, we don't make you rich, but we just say, okay, look, we're going to give you, you know, $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Right? That should cover rent somewhere and some food. If anything goes south, you did your job,
you're
right?
You're taken care of.
It'll make more people jump in.
I agree, and I think it's maybe just...
And we always talk about how we incentivize everything else, like, oh, college kids will play better if we pay them.
Yeah.
You know, right? They'll play more bowl games if we pay them for bowl games. I understand that. Like, everybody wants to be incentivized to do something, right? Well, why don't we incentivize good deeds?
I agree.
People are like, oh, we should do them on our own. Yeah, we should, but we won't.
Yeah, we won't.
But if I was like, that building's on fire, there's some kids in there. Yeah.
Right?
But if I'm like, this building's on fire, there's some kids in there, and man, that's like... $3,000 a month for the rest of my life. I'm going to go get those kids.
Right.
Right?
Be, and if you're the one
running
people in the fire,
chasing,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. But also, it just seems like the right thing to do. Because this guy is, he's kind of a, I don't even want to say celebrity because most people don't know his name, but a lot of people have seen the images and seen the video now. The police body cam footage, Lazo, when the cop runs up to him, so this guy, he hands the kid off, and then he collapses, basically. Uh-huh. He's completely out of breath. He's probably burned. And you hear him say, I can barely breathe. And eventually they come over and they have to give him medical attention. But he says, is that baby okay? Please tell me the baby's okay. I have some audio here from the body cam.
Are you Zavion? That's
everybody.
If you haven't seen the video, I recommend watching it. I mean, you are just getting those last moments there as he's running out, but you can see this house is completely engulfed in flames.
He
jumped
out of the second story window.
Jumped out of the second story holding this kid and rescued all these people. I say, take care of it. And Snowcone, you said the internet was saying that.
There's a GoFundMe already, and it's far exceeded what they had.
What were they asking?
They asked for $100,000. Last I saw, it was like $300,000.
Because I figured there would be a GoFundMe.
But there was one of the comments I kept seeing was, we need to make sure this guy can retire and with the rest of his life on some kind of pension that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and I think Lazo, $3,000, if you want to give him more, it is a drop in the bucket for, you know, our budget or whatever.
Sure.
We're going to incentivize good deeds, as Lazo put it. Because I'm totally fine with that. But $3,000, I mean, hell, that doesn't even register. No one even notices from the national budget. So, and $3,000 a month, it's not going to make you rich. But
no, but it's like, all right, well, you got something here.
It's a
good
strong
job.
Safety net, yes. And you could pay, you know, your rent or whatever if you absolutely had
to.
It'll
help you out a little bit. And, you know, it's not going to change your life, but it's enough, you know, that, hey, you got this, so, you know.
Now, I know I always ask this, but and you haven't seen the video, Lazo. I can show you here. I'll show you a still of what the house looked like as these, or I guess this is actually video here. This is the body cam footage. You can see, I mean, he has just run out of that house. That house is completely engulfed in flames. Look at that. And so this is the moment where he is jumping out of the house now with this child in his arms. So you're on your way to the gas station to get smokes at, you know, a little after midnight, and you see that there's a porch fire. Do you automatically run inside and say, is anybody here? I like to think I would. I at least say, is there anybody inside? You know, you're getting close, and then how bad is the fire? And then if you hear voices...
I don't know that I would think about it.
I might think
that's the thing. If I was driving, I don't know. I mean, like, he was walking, right? Or is he driving?
I thought he was driving. I know they just said that he was on the way to the
gas
station.
I guess if it was in my neighborhood and there was a fire, I would stop and get out.
Yeah, they said he slammed
I think if I was driving by, it was more of a busy road. I'd be like, I don't know what's going on there. I'm sure, right? Like...
Timing
is everything, right? I mean, I know that sounds bad, but if I'm walking and I see a fire, I'm like, Jesus, I got to get that out. But if I'm driving, I'm like, there's a fire there. I don't really know what's going on, though.
Okay, so it's middle of the night. You see a fire. No one else is standing outside. No one else seems to be around. And maybe the
Am
fire
I in
the
neighborhood?
Yeah, you're just passing the house.
Then I stop.
You're passing the house.
Wait, if I'm on a two-lane road, right, maybe I don't. Maybe I'm like, dude, fire, weird.
But especially once you get up there and you say, is anybody in there? If you hear voices, now
I think you got
to
go in.
You have to. At that point, you can't live with yourself if you don't try.
Right, you got to go
I don't know if he actually heard the voices from the outside or if he just ran in there and started asking.
You got to, but
I'm sure there'll be interviews with him.
Dying in a fire.
I know. And also, I don't know anything about... Fires. I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, when you run in there, how long does it take for the smoke to overtake you? And you hear firefighters talk about not being able to see anything.
There's a fireman in the Navy. That stuff's hot, too.
Right.
I mean, I know that's dumb to think, like, of course, but it is hot. Like, hotter than you think.
Yeah.
The picture of this guy they put on his GoFundMe, he's in a hospital bed, intubated. Like, it looks serious.
Yeah,
oh, he was?
Hot,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been, like, Universal Studios and been on one of those rides where something explodes in a distance, you're like, whoa, that is scorching
like
hot.
Like, it's like surprising. And I know, again, of course, fire's hot, so I sound stupid, but when I was a fireman in the Navy, it was like it's like sticking your head in your barbecue grill.
Right.
Right? Like, you're surprised at how hot that son of a bitch is when you open the grill and your face is a little too close. Like, Jesus, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's like all, I mean, it is terrifying. And then, you know, what's better?
Yeah.
Dying in the fire or being burnt and living?
Right.
Like, I mean, that's tough. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, you want to be alive. I get it. But, man, just the torturous of the, you know, the hospitalization and what has to go on, I can't imagine.
It said in this article, I didn't see the picture of him snow cone, but it did say that he was hospitalized for smoke inhalation. But if he's intubated, that sounds...
That's what it looked like in the picture.
That sounds serious, which doesn't surprise me either if he went in there multiple times.
Well, he's a hero and we should give him money.
Yes. Sure. So it looks like that...
It shouldn't be a GoFundMe.
No, it should
it
be the government.
Be like, Biden should just come out and be like, yo...
Here's a medal?
Heard this story, here's a medal. And I know there'd be a lot of fake ones and some people are like, oh, I helped a kid on a bike. Like, no...
Right.
And we have a committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
That has to vote on whether or not and approve it.
Right.
Does this person get the medal? Do we have
a committee of your peers?
Yeah. And maybe
we could actually, you know, without tying up the court system.
Yeah.
Just make it a little court case. You bring it up if you want.
Yeah.
I save these people. Like, yeah, no, you don't get that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because you're right. As soon as you start having anything where there's money involved, now suddenly people are like, okay, we're going to set the house on fire.
Right.
And then I'm going to pretend like I don't know you, and I'm just going to walk by.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna verify that I did save you.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know what? Maybe
and every time Julia starts a house fire, she gets docked money.
Right.
They take money from her.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.